Hello everyone, my name is Maya Meyerman and I am the curator of Small Homes. Today I will be taking you through the exhibition. To begin, there are two ways that inform the layout of this exhibition. First, it is laid out by rooms in the house. Imagine that you are looking to buy a house and I am your real estate agent and I'm giving you a tour. Though this mindset informs much of the organization of the works, it also explores the public and private spaces of the home. You may notice that as we move through the exhibition, we will begin with spaces that are most often seen by others and continue by delving deeper into the more personal and private components of the home. Plants are the gateway between the exterior and interior space. They are both living beings and objects, and it is clear that the artists perceive them in this way as well. The two pieces by Terry Badgley, Sylvia and Sleeping Beauties, especially convey the idea that objects are expressive by personifying the plants. In Sylvia, the title refers to the name that the artist gave to the plant, while in Sleeping Beauties, Badgley has literally painted faces on the pots. Though not as explicit, the other images use color and personified pots to enhance the expressivity of both the painting and the subject matter. Though we tend to think of humans as the main inhabitants of interior spaces, many share their homes with their pets. Quinn McLogan, who painted bedroom with dog and pink chair with calico, is particularly interested in depicting pets. Though every painting depicts a different space in the home, all of the pets are integrated into the backgrounds through similarities in style and color. Every pet is clearly part of the space. The living room tends to be one of the closest rooms to the entrance and will often be the main space that guests encounter when visiting the home. Though it is a prominent entertainment space, its name suggests that it is the space in which the inhabitants do the most living. In Living Room by Shania Thompson, a single chair is in view. We are shown the front door, the staircase, and another door, emphasizing the room as a flux space that connects the entrance to other parts of the house. The other images include windows, connecting the space to the outside world, and couches, a furniture item that is meant to be shared. Though most of the images are generally seen as comfortable, Caitlin Roberts 2506 is dark and unwelcoming. I've described living rooms as social and comfortable places thus far, though in this case, the artist perceives the space as a reflection of her suffering. If we think of the living room as a space for living, the dark and shuttered space reflects the artist's reality of life. Food is both a social affair and a necessity for living, making the kitchen an important space for gatherings. The space is unique because it is inviting to guests, but those who are preparing the food, most likely the house's inhabitants, have a more intimate relationship with the space. In Stephanie Dancer's Oranges, the reflection of the bowl of fruit from the kitchen counter at her friend's home connects with her memory of spending time with her friend's daughter in the kitchen while in quarantine. The kitchen is symbolic of sharing food and spending quality time with loved ones. The bathroom is a space that is made for privacy, but is often shared with guests and other family members. Three of the images here depict toilets, which is a unique feature of the bathroom. Its shape also makes it fairly recognizable. For example, in Angelina Turner's washroom, the shape of the toilet makes the subject matter obvious despite the small scale of the piece. Next, we move to what I consider to be the most private room of the home. The bedroom is where we can be at our most vulnerable. It is where we spend the night, experience many complex emotions, and that we only share with the people who are closest to us. Often, it is the only space dedicated to a single person, which allows it to be personalized to the individual's tastes. It is clear in most of these paintings that these bedroom spaces have been personalized to the user's tastes. Blind Corner by Caroline Sherwood Holroyd, however, does not clearly fit into this group of paintings because it does not specify that it is a bedroom. However, I have chosen to place it among these other paintings because the angle suggests that the viewer is looking up from a lying position on their bed. It invokes similar images to what I see when I am lost in thought before going to bed or waking up in the morning. Lastly, we are looking at things. These are the random objects that you find lying around the house and that don't necessarily belong to any particular space. Though the objects are in no way private, the inhabitants of the home have a more intimate relationship with them than anyone else. Their reason for being in the home their use, and their location are the result of the living that has taken place within the home. In the pieces by Emma Mary Sked, emphasis is placed on the object itself rather than on where the object is located. In addition, the artist comments on the way that the objects she has depicted are relevant to her life and how they remind her of other things that are important to her. Thank you for taking this audio tour of Small Homes. I would like to thank all of the artists for submitting their work and for allowing their pieces to become part of this exhibition. If you enjoyed Small Homes, I invite you to find more from the Interiors Project on the Interiors website.